Extend Report being sponsored by an Eastport Tradition. That's right, the Triangle Pub, folks. Family-style restaurant with a long history menu that's kept patrons loyal for three decades plus. Devour the juiciest burger you'll ever have. That's right, delicious sirloin steaks, fresh seafood daily. All the meals, by the way, cooked to the preference of you. Strict COVID rules and apply. Safe dining, everything. Enjoyable experience. Second to none, the great Triangle Pub. I've been there a few times. It is just that. Fantastic place. As well as this next guy, Robert DeFiro. Sir, how are you?
Jay, good morning. So close for the Giants to make a deep run in the playoffs come January, huh? It was right there. I mean, they were leading throughout most of the fourth quarter. Then, poof. No first place for them with their 2-5 would have been a 2-5 record, right?
Well, they would have been right there behind the Cowboys, who are 2-4 right now. The Eagles are 2-4-1. Giants still in it. It's going to be one of those years. I got to tell you though, I still don't know what this team has. I don't know. I really don't know this. Daniel Jones does the same darn thing every game. He fumbles the ball at opportune type times. And I can't figure it out. I really can't. You know, just to give you an idea, my interest in the Giants has lessened so much. I mean, they're still my team. But, you know, obviously, with the big debate last night at 9 o'clock, I watched 40 minutes of the game. I didn't even give it a thought throughout the process of that debate about flipping the channel to see what was going on. That's how my desire to watch Giant football is lately. I mean, it really is. But in reading the score and reading what happened, I'm not surprised because – Daniel Jones fumbles the ball every game. It's a killer. And they got to teach him to hold on to the ball. Listen, you can't hold on to the ball. You can't play quarterback. That's really what it comes down to. You can't.
He is turning into something of a running back, though. He actually had, an 80-yard run for a touchdown last night. But he still does the turnover thing. So what are you going to do? And then it looks like the Jets are all in with Gase for the entire season, right? I mean, if they were going to fire him this year, I think they would have fired him Monday morning.
And here's the mindset with the Jets. I mean, they'll get their first pick in the draft, and why change coaches, right? I mean, if you're the brass of the Jets, you know what? I'll go 1-15 and take my chances and hopefully take Trevor Lawrence out of Clemson as my quarterback. Now, what happens to Sam Darnold? Who knows? But that's really what why change coaches and try to improve when you're the worst team in the league? I mean, really, you're going nowhere anyway, so you might as well keep Gase. I guess it makes sense. But the question is, does it make sense to take Trevor Lawrence, all-world quarterback, all-decade and everything else? Do you take Trevor Lawrence and get rid of Sam Darnold? That's going to be the question. That's going to be interesting at the end of the year. Interesting is today you got movie theaters opening up, and somebody told me you're going to be online somewhere. To get into a theater later. I don't know if that's true, but you got movie theaters finally being opened up at 25% capacity.
Yes, and I think that that Pope Mobile, if you remember back in the day, Pope John Paul, I think that will be the in thing as a maximum of 50 people are allowed into a movie theater. You know, you'd be sitting in your glass enclosed Pope Mobile. It's a step in the right direction anyway, Jay, as far as bringing life back into movie theaters, which really were the forgotten, the Island of Misfit Toys, if you remember, near the very end. It looked like everybody got to come back into society, but no one showed up there. And then at the last minute, Rudolph's nose showed up to pick up the Misfit Toys. The movie theaters, which are also performing arts centers and also stages where they do plays, they had pretty much been forgotten about even when the gyms were allowed to reopen. Even bowling alleys, those were the two that you thought were at the end of the line. They finally got their turn to open up, although at limited capacity. Now, movie theaters will be allowed 25% capacity. They will be there's going to be the social distancing, occupancy control, Jay. There's even going to be assigned seating. As to what the movies will be, this is kind of interesting as to what's going to be out there, because movie theaters still aren't allowed opening to open in New York City and Los Angeles. So the big production companies haven't released anything big. In fact, I think I read Wonder Woman would be the major blockbuster that is your first major blockbuster set, and that won't be until around Christmas time, which I just indicated. Now, you do have independent films, though, and they just completed the Hamptons International Film Festival out east in the Hamptons, East Hampton area, and those movies tend to be a lot better than people give them credit for. In fact, they're probably better than the blockbuster movies, and they do draw a small and loyal audience. So again, I think it's a step to where you start off at 25%, see how it goes, and then the door opens up a little bit more. You know, eventually you'll see 50%. I think that's a big sign that movie theaters now got any percentage to open. I don't know what your take is on it.
It's about time. Listen, it's been a slow go. Food establishments are still out there at only 50 people. Listen, they should be pushing a little bit more. The governor could be stepping it up a little bit. Businesses are hurting beyond belief here. And then, you know, you look at the Miller Place Inn and abuse the privilege. And look what's going on there. The domino effect as far as COVID cases, schools affected and everything else. Listen, you know, you could still open up, but if you do it safely, you must do it safely. And the governor's very slow on the switch. You know, let's face it. We know that. It's very slow on the switch. So, yeah, theaters, you know, amusement parks. We talk about, Adventureland over in Farmingdale. You know, these are parks that probably could have opened up a little bit sooner. Been a very slow go here. Maybe if you're not touting the book as much, you could think about things that are still shuttered and get those going, but that's a whole nother story. I'm happy for the movie theaters. I don't like some of the content that'll be in there because there's no movies. But you know what? It's fun to go to the theater. I love going to the theater. So we'll see what happens. But
what's weird, Jay, as far as the other, you mentioned Adventureland. You drive along the North Fork, and really from Wading River out to the North Fork, there's like thousands of people that are allowed in these fall festival. You go to the pumpkin picking thing, you're looking at the year 2015. There's no COVID. There's no sign of COVID. So it's kind of almost unfair that, you know, these are fun family, you know, farms where you go picking, you know, pumpkins and everything else, the activities. But they seem to have no limit. I know it's outdoors, but, you know, again, this whole thing is about one can do one. It's kind of contradictory as to who's allowed, you know, to do what. We mentioned the whole thing about COVID, by the way. It has, well, you kind of thought that was going to happen anyway. Riverhead schools for today only are going to be all remote, no students, because it seems to be a transportation issue. Several of the transportation employees, I don't know whether it's on one bus or not, whether, you know, you have aides on a bus, but it does say in the, Riverhead Local, that they did test positive in the as far as transportation. So you had a case in West Hampton Beach. I think you had one in East Quogue. These are just individual people, but Riverhead seems to have been hit with a transportation thing, which really closed in-school instruction down completely just for today.
And a lot of schools shuttered yesterday, today. May a lot of them in Nassau County, you know. Staff members testing positive, a couple of kids here and there testing positive. Listen, all in all, I think when you look at the entire picture of Long Island and the schools, they've done a nice job. They really have. Right. They've gotten back. You know, they have the safety protocols in place. You know, you have a school here, a kid here, a staff member there. Positivity rate, you know, up a little bit here and there. But all in all, when you look at the entire picture, they've done a great job. Really have. You know, the biggest thing was getting these kids back to school. They had to go back in. You know, I know a lot of people balked about it, but they had to get these kids back into school. And overall, I thought they've done a great job. Really have.
Yeah, schools have really done a superb job as far as, you know, when you figure everybody that's coming into the school and the whole transportation aspect, except for, you know, what's happened the past few days, which seems to be, you know, it happens and then it goes away. But overall, I agree, schools have done a phenomenal job bringing everybody in and operating as usual. You know, you got the little bumps along the way. We have early voting, Jay, I think you had mentioned. As far as the East End, I can give you some of the polling sites in Riverhead. It's going to be on Shade Tree Lane in Aquabog. That's at the Riverhead Senior Center, and that is just near the Living Waters Full Gospel Church. That's on that road that really runs south of Main Road. If you go to, you know, anywhere from Route 25 and you go south, you'll come to it. It's kind of like that south parallel road that runs west and east. Like if you ever get backed up on traffic, you know, you go down that route. The Southhold is going to be at the Southhold Senior Center, early voting. In East Hampton, it's going to be at 219 Akabonic Road. It's going to be in what's known as the Windmill Village Housing Complex. And probably the biggest area, at least facility, will be the Southampton campus at Stony Brook Southampton University. And that's right off of County Road 39. And this all begins tomorrow, early voting on the East End.
Suffolk County has 12 sites. Nassau, I believe, has 15. You know, you look at what's happening around the country, the numbers are just through the roof. You know, you have, at the end of the weekend, you'll have over 50 million Americans with their votes in place, which is astronomical when you think about some of the numbers from 4 years ago. It's not even close. So there is more engagement here with this election than ever before, as is supposed to be the case, because it's the most important election of our lifetime, without question. So much on the line, so much going on, and all stages. You know, you look at the state, you look at local, you know, certainly on the national stage, and that's why you have such participation right now. Good to see, but you got 27 locations, folks. There is no excuse to get it done 9 days before the big day. So you got 12 and 15. 12 and 15. Go ahead.
And you did have a, speaking of the election, you had another Trump MAGA parade, which really wasn't really announced, but I did notice there seemed to be an awful amount of vehicles with Trump signs this past Sunday out really in the Eastport area. And it turned out that they had a MAGA parade that went from Seaford all the way to Montauk. And so this would have been like the most widest scale. Usually, you know, they'll start somewhere, you know, in the middle of Nassau County and go to a certain point, you know, in Riverhead, although they did go to Greenport, about a month ago. But this went really, you know, almost most of both counties. They ended up at the Montauk Point Lighthouse, and I think it drew over 1,000 cars. These Trump rallies get bigger and bigger on Long Island. Of course, the ironic thing is New York State as a whole always, right, for the most part, will go Democratic in an election, if I'm not mistaken, right? I think the last time a Republican.
Yeah, but let's keep in mind this is Trump country. You know, Suffolk County is Trump country. That's what it is.
Definitely,
you know,
is.
Suffolk County, he beat Hillary by what, 50,000, whatever it was, and in Nassau, you know, just the opposite. I think Hillary won by maybe 31,000 votes, give or take. So you know, this is without question, and probably always will be. Now this is Donald Trump land right here in Suffolk County. So. You know, it doesn't surprise me with all these parades and the boats and everything else you see on the water. These are Trump supporters, beyond.
Manhattan, yeah. Right, that usually comes out in force to vote a Democrat in as president, correct? Because if you just look at Long Island, you would swear, like you just said, it's, you know, Republican country. Yet almost every presidential election sees a Democrat taking New York State, even if that candidate doesn't win. Right? New York State as a whole usually goes Democratic.
Does Andrew Cuomo ever lose an election these days as far as running for governor? No.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's a blue state. It's a blue state. What are you going to do?
Yep.
It is what it is. But Long Island, you know, you look at Suffolk County, it is GOP land. That's all there is to it. Anything else, my friend?
Actually, could an ice hockey rink, Jay, be coming to Epcal? Now, this is not the area where, you know, that where Triple Five is trying to finalize those big tracts of land over there. This is over by the Vietnam Memorial Park on Grumman's property. Now, when one of the backers of this proposal to build an ice hockey rink, which really would serve, you know, the high school teams, One of the backers, does this name sound familiar, Jay? Jonathan Ledecky. Have you ever
heard? From the Islanders. Okay, nice.
Yep. So that's definitely got some teeth to it. The co-owner is part of a organization that is definitely backing the proposal. I didn't realize that there are quite a few East End schools that actually have ice hockey as part of their athletic curriculum. In fact, I didn't realize even there were many Suffolk County schools, but Riverhead has one, Southampton has one, Manorville has one, and currently they all go to a facility in Hopog, which is known as the Rinks, R-I-N-X. So, but yeah, if Ledecky is part of this, then over there by that Vietnam Veterans Memorial Park in Calverton, that section of Grumman, the former Grumman, is where the ice hockey rink is being pitched. I think it's kind of a given you're going to end up having that. And isn't there a proposal to build a minor league facility for hockey in Medford? I think that actually was almost given the blessing back months ago. Am I right?
That lately. I do remember the story way back. But you know something? I don't think they know what to do with Epcal at this point. Ice hockey rink. I don't even know. I don't know what you do out there. To be honest with you, they can't find their way as far as getting something productive out there. Yeah. But listen, at this point, I think the residents will take anything to get it off the tax rolls. I mean, they'll put anything there. You know, I mean, that's what it is. Put a mud pit out there, mud wrestling on Saturday night, something. You know, that's something that has to be occupied there. But now, it is what it is. Go ahead.
You came across the Amazon facility to be a warehouse located in West Hampton. Am I right, Jay? I believe that would probably be at the airport, at Gabreski.
That's right. And, you know, that's going to help a lot, a 90,000 square foot warehouse and everything else. It'll be the hub for all the East End stuff. So, you know, it's a great area. I know the area very well. There's a lot of land out there, a lot of warehousing and everything else. So it's a good spot. And it's going to create a lot of jobs, you know, and that's what you need right now. So, well done.
To wrap up, I mentioned the Riverhead Tomcats. He's one of the top collegiate players in the country. They have this league out here, not this summer because of the pandemic. There's about five East End teams, and you put the top college players from across the country. Well, there was a player a few years back named Michael Brousseau who played for the Riverhead Tomcats. He's the player that Aroldis Chapman buzzed with 101 mile per hour fastball early September. Then there was the bench clearing brawl. Then he hit, I think, two home runs in the next game. But he's also the one who hit the game winning homer against Chapman in game five of the American League Division Series. So a Riverhead Tomcat is the reason why the Tampa Bay Rays are currently tied 1-1 with the L.A. Dodgers as we go Game 3 tonight for anyone that is watching.
By the way, I thank you for ruining my Friday, bringing up that. I thank you very much because it was Mr. Brousseau who ruined my season a couple of Fridays ago with that big home run and a 2-1 Rays win over the Yanks. And what are you going to do? That was Game 5. But you know what? It is what it is. Good for him. Rob's Report, sponsored by the Triangle Pub. Three Corners East Port at Three Corners there. Juiciest burgers, fresh seafood, delicious sirloin steak. Stop in this month for some Oktoberfest. That's right. Oktoberfest is German beer and specials, 30 years plus. Three Corners of Old Country Road, Montauk Highway, and Eastport Manor Road. Eastport's Triangle Putt. Sir, good luck at the movies tonight, and I'm sure you will enjoy Jaws from 1975. Just bring some popcorn with you.
No, I think they'd probably put out Jaws 4. They don't want many people to show up. So Jaws 4 would definitely, you know, be the way to go.
Good stuff. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, Jay.
All righty. The great Rob DePiro.